We're studying the Maral on Miketz, Sefer Gur Aryeh, and the Sefer Gur Aryeh in these editions, page Resh Chaf Aleph. In these editions, page Resh Chaf Aleph, the left hand column. The Pasuk in Miketz, it's Bereshis Mem Aleph Nun Hey, says that Paro said to the Mitzrayim, if you don't have food, if you're suffering because your storehouses of food are insufficient, well then, go to Yosef and do whatever Yosef tells you to do. Lechu el Yosef, asher yomar lochem ta'asu. It's a very strange expression on his part. They had stored food as Yosef had told them to. Now it's a question of opening those storehouses, and even if some of the food has rotted, they have stored so much that they could not even count. They were not able to measure just how vast the storage of food had become. And that would be what Paro would focus in on. He would say, well, there's food by Yosef. Yosef will tell you how you can obtain food. So Chazal realized that there's something else here. There's some discussion about another matter that doesn't seem to relate to the storehouses of food. Rashi says, quoting Chazal, that when the people came to Yosef and said, we have no food, we're starving, Yosef, help us, Yosef turned to them and said, well, what happened to your storehouses of food? And they said, they rotted. The food is inedible. And then he said to them, Yosef said, well then, you will have to have circumcision. You will have to become gemalot. And they said, what? Yes, Yosef says, that's what you need to do. So they run to Paro and say, Paro, they say, we went to the viceroy, to this viceroy Yosef, and he tells us that we are going to have to become circumcised. And Paro says, whatever Yosef says, that's what you have to do. The question is, you know, what does Bris Milah have to do with feeding the Egyptians? V'kashali, lama amar lahem sheyimolu. Why did Yosef say to them, you all must have circumcision? V'haloi ein achrichim es hagoy lehisgayer. We never push Gentiles to become proselytes, to become Jews. We never push Geirim. Why would he want them to have Milah? Even if it's not full Geiris, but that they should somehow start to become like the Ivrim, for what purpose? Why would that be necessary? V'yesh l'davar ze inyan niflo. Something wondrous is happening here. When Yosef saw that their tvua, that their grain had all rotted, utvuas Yosef lo hirkiva, his, what he had been responsible for most personally, did not rot. Oz yoda Yosef ki machmas sha'arei lim hayu. He understood that it was because they were arei lim. Because they were uncircumcised, specifically because they were, like Mitzrayim always has been, shtufei zima, that they were in need of becoming more moral and more correct in their personal lives. Ki hamila hu habris. Mila is, of course, the bris, the covenant between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Targum Bris, the Targum of Bris is Kiyama. Now, Kiyama means something that is established and something that is not ephemeral, something that's permanent. It's Kayam. Umi she'ein loy ha-kiyum hazeh, she'ein loy ha-mila, those who do not have Mila, don't have that relationship with Hashem that could gain for them the sense of security and of permanence, nirkava loy hatavua. Their tvua all rotted, their grain rotted. Ukvar yodata ki kol dovar shenivra im ha'odim hu ro'i lehiskayim. Everything made by God in man's body, everything that's biologically a part of a human body, ro'i lehiskayim. It's correct for it to last. Chutz min ha'arlo. Except for the foreskin. Shehari amra Torah, lahasir osa. The Torah says remove it. Ulekach bal ha'arlo. Dovek bedovra she'ein lo kiyum. So all of the Mitzrayim, by having their foreskin, by being areilim, they are, in their very bodies, attached to something that's not permanent. Something that represents removal, that represents a lack of permanence. And that's why, ulekach ha'yatvua she'loi nirkav. Which means that they did not have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they could not have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of their licentious ways. And all of this, of course, represents how they didn't deserve to have a long-lasting character around them. And so, if you have this very part of the body that says, you're not deserving of being long-lasting and of having things last long, of being preserved, of having kiyum. You can't have kiyum if you're an orel. And what you need for your food stocks to be prepared by you, for your few food stocks to be lasting, and for years, for them to last through the 7 years of famine, you need to remove this that you are attached to that represents that you are not kayim, that you don't have permanence. So because of their being areilim, Yosef understood that they're not going to be able to keep their stores of food. Now, what help would it be for them to become circumcised now? Perhaps whatever food he gives them from this point on will last. Perhaps if he, as he, we read that he provides them with grain to sow, to try to plant new crops, perhaps they will only succeed if they are circumcised, if they are no longer areilim. Umehashta lo yiksha echoye machricham ala mila. So it's not a question. How could he, why would Yosef force them to do mila? Kevin shehu rutzayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It was evident that that's the will of God. Shiyuni meilim. So he did the right thing to say, you're only going to be able to have food if you become gemalit. And now he says a fascinating thing. He says, v'yesh lecha l'das oid, furthermore, ki lo hayu re'uyim sheyiyu misparnesim miYosef hatzadik, it wouldn't be fitting for them to be fed through and by Yosef, to be fed through Yosef's aegis, when he, Yosef, asher shamar habris, he was the tzaddik asher shamar habris v'loy bo el hagoya. He was shamar bris and had avoided being with the wife of Potiphar. So then it's correct and fitting that these areilim not be fed by Yosef, ki im al yedei hamila, va'oz hayu ruuyim lihios misparnesim al yedei Yosef hamashbir b'schus hamila. So that means that the moral is saying that the mashbir rose to the position he rose to become the one to feed Egypt and all the surrounding countries. He rose to that position because of his personal rectitude, because of his chastity, the way he behaved in the challenging moment with the wife of Potiphar. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh says as much. The Zohar in Chelek Aleph, the Zohar in Chumash Bereishis, on page Tzadi Gimel, Amud Beis, says that when Yosef tells his brothers, look, I have Mila, He's not only trying to say to him, it's really me, and I have the mark of the Hebrew, I'm Gemalot. He's also trying to explain to them, you know why I rose to the position to which I rose? You know how it is that your brother Yosef became the Shalit, the Mashbir in Mitzrayim? It's because I was Shomer Bris. That's what he means to say. So this is therefore based on that Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar HaKadosh says that it was in the Schus of Mila that he, Yosef, rose to the position he rose to in Mitzrayim. It was because of his personal integrity and the manner in which he had that great sense of personal control and that personal upstanding character, and particularly in that very trying moment. So that's how he rose to become the Mashbir. What he adds here, the Maral, is that's how he becomes HaMashbir B'schus HaMila. That it's because of the Mila that he's able to feed others. But it's a very, very small step, or a half a step, from the fact that he rose to the position because of the schus of his being Shemer HaBris, to saying, and therefore in order to feed others, he has the right to say, or he needs to say to them, you too need to be Shemer HaBris. You also need to be decent. You also need to have some, you know, sense of decency, and you need to rein in some of your profligacy in Arayos. And then you will have food. Take off this Arla, and then you will have Kiyam. You'll have the ability to feed. You'll have permanence, as opposed to being hungry and not being able to last through these years of famine. V'havein zeh, ki b'schus hamila haye Yosef l'rosh mashbir. Lefichach lo hayu ru'uyim lehisparnes mi Yosef ki im ka'asher nimo. V'davah zeh yadu ala mevinim. So the Maral is based on that Zohar HaKadosh saying that that's how it has to be. That Mitzrayim has to start to rein in some of the loose living for which they are famous or infamous. And that's going to be Yosef's mission. Apparently, Yosef has a mission in Mitzrayim. And it is to begin to say to the world, and remember, at that point, Egypt was probably the most prominent culture and the leading society in the modern, what was then the modern world. And he is saying to them, there is a need for a great change in this particular part of how we live here in Egypt. And of course, that statement is going to be powerfully heard by his brothers and by all the children of Israel, by Bnei Yisrael, who, to their immense credit, their huge credit, were very, very correct and stayed away from mixing with Egyptians. There was that one instance, and that was again against her will, of an Egyptian who forced his way into a Jewish man's life and into a Jewish man's home. And that's that one instance, because that's something that distinguishes us, and it was something that needed to begin to be possible in Mitzrayim. Yosef not only leads the way for the sake of those of us who are going to be following him, his brothers, and then all of their family, the Shivim Nefesh, and all of Am Yisrael, but he's also saying something to the Egyptians. He's making a statement. He's making a statement to the Egyptians and to all of the world. And that is that there's a great importance to this personal way of behaving that you here in Egypt are clearly not yet in touch with and not fulfilling. You need to fulfill that, and then you will have kiyum. You'll be able to feed your families. You'll last. You'll have kiyum. You'll have permanence. Now, interestingly, we find in the Maral in Parshas Vayigash, similarly, where there's this sense of Yosef teaching the Egyptians and guiding them in faith that he's leading them to some level or the beginnings of emuna b'Hashem. Which is, after all, the whole point of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us there and then takes us out and says over and over again through Moshe Rabbeinu that this is in order for you and the Mitzrayim to know that there is only one Hashem. So it begins already with Yosef, and Yosef the Mashpir, and the terms that he says Hashem is insisting upon if you're going to be fed. Now in Vayigash, if you turn the page over, it's on page Resh Mem. Again, in these editions of the Gur Aryeh Ala Torah to Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayigash, toward the bottom of the right-hand column, he asks a very, very good question. We know that when Yaakov Avinu came, which was after 2 years of the famine, that the famine broke, it wasn't as severe, that the waters of the Nile rose up and began again to flood all of the irrigation ditches, and it was all thanks to the bracha that came, literally, as we say, L'regel or L'ragle Yaakov HaTzadik. Well, if the famine then wasn't so severe, or if the famine eased so significantly, wouldn't Yosef appear to have been lying? Wouldn't his interpretation of the dream now appear to have been incorrect? He says 7 years. It turns into two instead of 7 years, only two. So, in his words, Im Tomar, Im Kein Yiyah Nira Yosef Kimishaker. Looks like he's a liar, or vastly mistaken, greatly mistaken, Sha'amar Sheva Shonim Yiyah Rav. So he quotes Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, the Re'im, but we're going to look at a Teretz of the Maharal. And that's on the left-hand column. We underline the beginning of the Maharal's Teretz, left-hand column on page Resh Mem. The Gur Aryeh and Parshas Vayigash, Aval Hanira Ki HaMitzrim Lo Hayu Sichlim. The Mitzrim were no fools. V'hoyu Yodim, they understood. The Efshar L'shanos Davar Al Yedei Tshuva U'Tfila. They knew that there can be changes, that if something is so terrible, but people respond to it correctly, as Yonah ben Amittai knew, the people of Nineveh, if they do tshuva, then Nineveh will not be turned over and it will not be destroyed. Because a nevuah for something good has to happen, it has to come true. But a nevuah of catastrophe, the catastrophe can be averted if people take to heart what the Navi is saying, and repent sincerely, and do whatever they must to correct their ways, and the Gezerah is taken away. Tshuva utfil utzdaka ma'avirin esroa ha'gezerah. And the Mitzrayim believed that, they understood that. Hakol hayu moedim bozeh. V'hinei zeh michochmas Yosef. The tovdas. This is what Yosef was alluding to when he said that there will be ra'av. He said it in a very careful way. Ki etzel hasova omar hine sheva shonim baos. V'lo omar hine sheva shonim kamos. They're coming. He didn't say kamos, which means they will arise, they will begin. He used two different types of words, two different ways of saying what will happen and how surely it will or will not necessarily have to occur. Ve'etzel ha-ro'av omar v'kamu. Kamu means that they will begin. They will rise up. There will be an eventuality. But it doesn't have that sense of the surety as uba'u. Ki va'u rotzel lo'ema she'hem bo'im bevadai. The good years that he said would happen, that he interpreted and said that those years of plenty will surely come. Bevadai. V'kachoy. Aval v'kamu, shehayukamim lavoi, they will begin, they will come on, but that they will last 7 years, v'loi bevadai. K'kol dover, efshe l'shanos, al-yedei bakoshi v'tachanunu mi'es Hashem yisbarach, hamarachem al hakol. So there's a message to the Mitzrayim. And he's careful to leave this out, and this opening, so that if they are responsible and maybe understand what the meal is all about. Let's put together what we learned just a few moments ago, where Yosef is saying to them, look, you're going to have to be gemalot. Now, again, the meal doesn't just mean change your body. It means change your behavior. It means, you know, rein in a little bit of your loose living. And if they can understand that and accomplish it, so then maybe then the ra'av won't be so severe. Because he had said that it might be that it will begin but not last the full 7 years so severely. But the Maral says they won't necessarily do all the good and the tshuva, but they will understand that Yosef's father Yaakov has come. And they see he is a man of God. The Pharaoh met Yaakov. And that was apparently a meeting of great importance, of great moment. And one that was known throughout Egypt to have taken place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who causes the people to see that when Yaakov comes to Mitzrayim and walks along the Nile River rises, and the waters rise, and there's enough water to begin the irrigation process, and the famine will break. Who? That same God. Who she'osa ha'chesed gamkein she'mesavev sibos she'edu ha'kol k'mishvul ha'tzadik. Who? K'dei la'hader u'lefo'er es ha'tzadik. He will cause people to recognize this is all the act of God. They're not going to say it's just Yaakov doing some kind of magic. They're going to understand that Yaakov is a person of righteousness and that the Almighty is going to bring bracha upon us through him and because of him, because of his being with us. And in the sense of the people in Mitzrayim, they are going to recognize how there is so much good about Yaakov, so much that we should appreciate about Yaakov. Well, we know, in fact, that when Yaakov passed away, the Egyptians were very, very respectful, and they really, you know, paid such respect to Yaakov, the Pharaoh allowing for the preparation of Yaakov's body, and then for the funeral and the entourage that included the greatest men of the time from throughout the nations of the world. So Yaakov had this reputation, and the people in Mitzrayim, after 2 years of famine, saw that the change that was brought about by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the presence of Yaakov in their midst. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this so that the people should appreciate Yaakov. K'dei lahader ulefa'er es hatzadik, to bring glory and to bring a sense of respect and beauty, a halo of this greatness that people should know about and appreciate Yaakov for. So we see here that the Maral is saying that this great job, the work, if you will, the tafkid of Yosef in Mitzrayim is very much to have this tremendous influence on the people of Mitzrayim, to begin to have them turn to a better way of life and to certainly start to get them in touch with Emuna Bahashem, this very dark and superstitious society, is being exposed to Yosef, and he is telling them, in the case of the Mila, what they need to do to correct and better their personal lives. And then when Yaakov arrives and the famine begins to subside because they see the Nile's waters rise up because of the bracha that Yaakov brings to them, they recognize this is the work of Hashem. And Hashem is responding to the righteous man, to this Yaakov. So this is the point of all of our coming to Mitzrayim, of creating in Mitzrayim the birthplace of a nation that's going to have to tell Mitzrayim and all the nations of the world about Hashem Echad. And it's not going to wait until Sinai. It's our mission, And was our mission from the moment Yosef stood before the Pharaoh, as we read in this week's parsha. From that moment, it was for Yosef to show that it was with his integrity and with the wisdom, as he says, the wisdom that only God has given me. It's all of this that we are beginning to spread the word of Amunah Bashem, Yosef, with what they see through the tzidkus of Yaakov. This is the tafkid of Yosef and the tafkid of the birth of the people, the reason why the birth of the nation had to be in Mitzrayim, because there we are going to begin the process of not only being people of Amunah, but even influencing others to have and to begin to embrace Amunah Bashem. So we now see that this is a much bigger mission to have Yosef there, bigger than even the beginnings of the birth of the people in Mitzrayim. It's the beginning of the mission of Am Yisrael to tell the world, to light the world up with Amunah Bahashem, to become the Or Lagoyim, literally, the light unto the nations.